This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast sometimes discusses cases in which a crime may have occurred. All parties referred to in this podcast are presumed innocent until proven guilty by law. Opinions expressed on Dirty Money Moves don't necessarily reflect those of the podcast host, Murderish, or Cloud 10 Media. This episode makes mention of eating disorders and other potentially triggering statements. Listener discretion is advised. Hey everyone, it's Jamie. If you haven't listened to the first few episodes of this Beachbody MLM miniseries, please stop here and go back. In the last episode, we talked about Beachbody's highly sought-after and controversial shake brand, Shakeology, and whether there's any magic to them or if they're just an expensive snack. This week, we're talking about Beachbody coaches and how they use problematic sales tactics to get more people to join the MLM company. From Murderish and Cloud 10 Media, this is Dirty Money Moves, Women in White Collar Crime, a podcast that dives into one story told over several weekly episodes. In this mini-series, we're tackling an enterprise many of you are probably familiar with. Multi-level marketing companies, specifically the health and fitness-focused MLM, Beachbody. This is episode 3, Be a Product of the Product. I believe it was scribed in the Almighty Beachbody Bible. In order to be a Beachbody coach, one must be a product of the product. As we covered in previous episodes, becoming a Beachbody coach is incredibly easy to do. Just hop on your computer and buy the Beachbody Coach program for the low price of $39.95. With that, you'll receive a digital business starter kit with everything you need to hit the ground running. The starter kit includes a digital coach welcome book, 30-day access to the online coach office, and key support tools to effectively market and manage your new business, even though it's not really your business, but we'll get to that. It's alarming to think that's all people need to do in order to sell themselves to others as somewhat of an authority on weight loss and nutrition. And referring to these people as coaches is misleading and a real stretch. After Beachbody coaches set up their accounts, they're given the opportunity to buy a total solution pack, which is Beachbody's all-in-one bundle of fitness, nutrition, and support. Beachbody claims their most successful coaches start with the total solution pack, but I can't help but think this is just a way for the MLM company to get more money out of its members without much additional value. Now, here's the fun part. After 30 days, Beachbody members are automatically billed $15.95 per month to the credit card they provided in order to continue their coaching business. That's the pay-to-play factor we mentioned previously that's so prevalent in MLM companies. It seems like these people are just paying a monthly fee to have someone refer to them as Coach So-and-So, when they could be doing that for free. I mean, I don't pay a monthly fee for my kids to call me mom. After signing up to be a coach, members watch the Beachbody welcome video, maybe read some pointers on how to be the most authentic you, sip on a Shakeology shake, and then what? Now that you're a Beachbody coach, what comes next and how do you make money? Here's a clip of Deanna Mims from her YouTube channel explaining an average day for her as a Beachbody coach.
Woke up, did the pre-workout, took a photo of it, uploaded it, came to my office, took 30 minutes to empty DMs and answer questions from people in Beachbody. Then I did my 40-minute workout. And then I had to record workout moves. And then I had to edit those workout moves on my phone. And then I had to upload that to Instagram.
Mims is no longer a Beachbody coach. After signing up, Beachbody coaches get what's called the Success Club System Daily Business Activity Tracker. Try saying that 5 times fast. Each form on the tracker has 4 categories and specified lengths of time each category should take every day. Number 1, according to the daily tracker, is be proof the products work. Underneath that, it says work out and drink Shakeology. Number 2, connect, invite, follow up. This step, according to the guide, should take around 1 hour and 40 minutes each day. For the first 20 minutes, Beachbody coaches are instructed to initiate connections and add followers. Then, for 10 minutes, they do a social media post that showcases the benefits of their healthy lifestyle that has a call to action. After that, coaches are instructed to constantly update their Instagram and Facebook stories throughout the day. Beachbody encourages coaches to talk about their lives, post workout clips, drink the products, illustrate their meal prep, shout out followers and fellow Beachbody coaches, and of course, invite others to join their team. Here's a clip from Bree Holland's YouTube channel, featuring a Beachbody coach touting how amazing her coaching journey has been.
I hated everything I saw. I didn't like who I was. I hated that I was just a sad mom. So I messaged my coach that night and said, whatever it is I'm in, because I see that you're happy and I need to be happy. After the first week of coaching, after the first week of experiencing the product, my first paycheck, I think, was like $84. And I haven't made anything less since. I literally dove into this and felt this tug in my heart that this is what I was meant to do.
I'd be curious to see this coach's income statement in order to determine whether she made money as she claimed, or if those figures only represent the amount of money she's earned without factoring in expenses. To say you made a certain amount of money can be deceiving because it doesn't always include the amount of money you spent to get those checks. The Beachbody Daily Tracker Guide further instructs coaches to spend 25 minutes responding to all of their likes, comments, and views, as well as invite at least 5 people to join a challenge group or learn about coaching. Lastly, at the end of each day, the guide suggests coaches follow up with the people they've invited to join Beachbody. In case you're keeping track, we're still detailing step 2 of the coach's daily activity. We haven't even gotten to steps 3 and 4. Steps 3 and 4 are pretty similar to steps 1 and 2. They guide coaches to constantly post on social media and reach out to people. Essentially, just annoy and harass them with your pitch about how life-changing Beachbody is, how they can be their own boss, how they can work from home, get fit, and make new friends. You can think of Beachbody coaches as the original influencers, except they actually have to pay for their own products, whereas influencers nowadays get paid to promote products. Which leads us to the big question: how do people make money as a member of Beachbody? The short answer is, they don't. The stats regarding about 99% of MLM company members not making any money are actually a bit conservative. The percentage is even higher than that, because oftentimes MLM companies will report that a certain member made $100,000 in a year, but they fail to disclose what that member spent to earn that revenue. MLM companies like to report gross revenue, not net profit, meaning that same member could have spent $120,000 to make $100,000, which would be a net loss. So they didn't actually make $100,000, they lost $20,000 in that example. I've seen MLM members who I know use this same practice to recruit. They'll say something like, "I made over $10,000 last month alone," but they don't disclose the money they spent on product, marketing, and travel expenses to attend MLM conventions, because those trips often are not paid for by the MLM company. Beachbody coaches and members of other MLM companies often claim on social media that they made money, when in reality, they actually lost money when you factor in all of their expenses. Not to mention the amount of time they lose, as well as the potential loss of friends and fractured relationships with family members due to their incessant recruiting and product pushing. Beachbody's mantra, "You must be a product of the product," is ingrained in coaches who preach it, teach it, and believe it, and constantly let others know about it in their social media content. Here's a clip of Beachbody coach Nicole Alaniz from her YouTube channel, explaining the importance of being a product of the product.
Beachbody is really, really cool because they don't force anybody to buy a product to become a coach. You can pay the $39.95 sign-up fee, but you're gonna find very quickly that it's very important to make sure that you are a product of the products that we have. If somebody was trying to get you to get started using a product and they don't post anything on social media about the product, then it's hard for you to commit to a program or a lifestyle when they aren't even doing it themselves.
There's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to hair care. A product that works wonders for curls might make straight hair limp and greasy. I'm trying to get more body in my hair. You know, the big, beautiful, naturally full hair. I want that. Thanks to my personalized Pros routine, I can honestly say I've never been more in love with my hair. Pros works because it's personal. They include natural ingredients in every product and customize everything in your routine, from your shampoo to the supplements you take. In order to get to know me and my hair, Pros ask me questions that not every hair quiz asks. They asked questions about my eating habits, if I exercise and how often, what kind of damage my hair has, and even though these questions seemed kind of daunting, I answered honestly so I could get products that I knew would work. I answered by providing some of the foods that I eat on a daily basis, how I work out 4 to 5 times a week, and how I get my hair colored every few weeks. Pros analyzed my answers and figured out what blend of unique ingredients should be in every product of my hair routine. When I started using the Pros products, specifically the shampoo and conditioner, I started noticing a positive change in my hair after only a few washes. My hair looked healthier, shinier, and it felt softer. Most importantly, though, my hair feels and looks more full. I also love the Pros pre-shampoo mask that I apply before washing. It gives me that extra boost of moisture and smoothness my hair needs. All of Pros' ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty-free, and they're the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. Pros is the healthy care regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/dirtymoney. That's PROSE.com/dirtymoney for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Within Beachbody, there's a hierarchy regarding their coaches. The more clients you have, the higher you are in that hierarchy. Beachbody coach Autumn Calabresi is one of the company's most regarded trainers. She quickly rose to the top because of her big following and fit physique. To be clear, Autumn is the exception and not the rule. Most coaches aren't even close to her status in the company. Although Beachbody must love having Autumn on their roster, she's drawn a lot of criticism due to her opinions on nutrition and exercise that come off as tone deaf. One of her hot takes is regarding what she refers to as mindless snacking. Autumn points out the difference between want and need. Basically, when you want to sit on the couch, but you need to work out instead. One of Autumn's most controversial takes is about children and their access to Halloween candy. She complains about Halloween candy being out in stores in the middle of September. She essentially claims that as a society, the big problem we're facing is that we allow ourselves to eat candy as a treat under the mindset of, I deserve this, or don't worry about the consequences, and that excess, as Autumn refers to it, is disordered eating and why Americans are obese. Many beginner Beachbody coaches aspire to be at the level of Coach Autumn, and they aren't afraid to use non-traditional and problematic sales techniques to get more clients. Here's a clip from the Kiki Chanel YouTube channel of two Beachbody coaches training other lower-level coaches on how to get more people to join their team. And to say it's disturbing is an understatement.
First of all, someone that has cancer, this can help people. And if someone has cancer, be kind, but also still invite them.
She has cancer, and that alone is why she needs to be doing this. Do not even hesitate to say that, guys. People need to hear that.
Beachbody coaches advising newer coaches to push products on people who suffer from serious illnesses like cancer and indicating that's the reason they need Shakeology is jaw-dropping. Remember, Beachbody coaches are not doctors or health professionals. They're lay people like you and me. Yet some of them are touting shakes as a means to get a very sick person well. Someone with cancer typically requires intense, science-backed medical treatment in order to get better, not a goddamn shake. Here's another example pulled from the same YouTube channel of Beachbody coaches bending the truth in order to motivate other people to join their team or their downline.
You got to talk about the possibility. You got to talk about why you're in it. Like, of course, helping people is the foundation of what we do. Like, we're fitness first, yes.
But you guys have to meet them where they're at and be super relatable. Because if they tell you, like, oh, I can't do this or I can't join coaching because of the money, you have to say, like, I totally get it. Like, I've been there. I don't, you know, I haven't been able to pay this or that. And that's why I joined this, to change my situation.
Yes.
This all stems from the pressure Beachbody puts on its members through the Success Club System Daily Business Activity Tracker that instructs coaches to work out, drink the shakes, constantly post on social media about working out and using Beachbody products, reach out to old friends from high school, and essentially guilt their family into buying Shakeology. Some ex-Beachbody coaches have revealed they were only able to sell products to family members because they felt bad for and took pity on them. Others indicated their messages to people they were trying to recruit were constantly ignored and that they made no money during the process. Some ex-coaches also revealed they developed eating disorders, depression, anxiety, and experienced loss of income. They say they were pressured to spend money on Shakeology, workout classes, coach certifications, and trips to Beachbody events around the world, With all the pressure from Beachbody to continue spending money, it's easy to see how the large majority of MLM company members lose money. MLM company members aren't business owners at all. They're more like customers who were basically tricked under the guise of being their own boss, when in reality, they're just consumers of the MLM company's product who make the co-founders and upline more wealthy. If you thought the audio clips we played earlier were disturbing, let me tell you about some of the merch the company created. One of the designers of Beachbody merch had the brilliant idea to caption a statement on a t-shirt that read, "Let's puke together," which promotes working out so hard that you vomit. One Beachbody coach, whose Instagram handle is OneFitCoconut, claimed she used to be bulimic and that the Beachbody t-shirt had a whole different meaning to her. She wrote in an Instagram post that my mentor has a catchphrase with all of his clients and groups that says, hashtag let's puke together, meaning that he is holding us all to super high standards to set goals for ourselves that are so big and so outside of our comfort zones that make us want to puke. I'm just saying, you wouldn't catch me wearing a t-shirt that says, I support a problematic MLM. Beachbody is like so many other MLM companies I've learned about. It's a company that seems to care less about getting people healthy through workouts and so-called nutritional products, and more about making the co-founders and early upline members more wealthy. It's a business that pushes the boundaries of ethics to get people to sign up. And then those people, referred to as coaches, are pressured to recruit and sell products by almost any means necessary, regardless of whether they're based in truth and reality. In fact, some of the information I've gleaned about Beachbody coaches' recruiting and selling practices are downright dangerous. Imagine a scenario where a cancer patient believes Shakeology will get them better and stops treatment prescribed by a medical doctor. That's a potential scenario that could have deadly consequences. When people are in a vulnerable state, they can be more susceptible to being influenced, and MLM company members seem to use vulnerability as a marker for who they target for recruiting and selling. Beachbody and other MLM companies often sell products that aren't necessarily bad, like workout videos, but the products and services they sell aren't the problem. The problem lies in the deceitful manner in which they market those products to get people healthy, for example, as well as how they influence people to spend their hard-earned money on a business that statistically will result in a loss of money. If you get in early enough with Beachbody or other MLM companies, your chances of actually making a profit are higher. In order to keep the money flowing, however, you most likely will need to use predatory methods to continuously recruit other members and sell products. You'll be pressured to post your lifestyle on social media in order to show others how amazing your life is being part of the MLM company, whether the content you're posting is real or not. It's that fake it till you make it mentality. Unfortunately, whether the members making a profit care or not, the large majority of people they recruit underneath them will lose money, which often leads to fractured friendships and familial relationships. The next time you see someone from your past posting a picture of them in the brand new car they just bought, as well as constant videos of them working out, drinking shakes, shouting from the rooftops about how amazing it is to be their own boss, while using hashtags like network marketing, work from home, or boss babe, and smiling through the whole process, just know there's a decent chance that none of it is real. Hell, the majority of their followers could just be bought and paid for bots. And if you happen to get the dreaded DM that looks a lot like an MLM recruiting effort, do me a favor and ask to see their most recent profit and loss statement so you can see for yourself whether it's a sound financial decision for you to sign up. Spoiler alert, it's not. Dirty Money Moves is a collaboration between Murderish and Cloud 10 Media. Executive producers are myself, Jamie Rice, and Sim Sarna. Research, writing, and producing is done by Devin Ruskin. Emily Crane does the audio mixing and editing. Josh Cook composed the music, and Brian Stefanik created the podcast cover art. Follow us at Dirty Money Moves on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And if you like the show, please rate us, review us, and leave us a few stars at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now. If you're into true crime content, check out my other podcast, Murderish. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Dirty Money Moves. We're going to take next week off for Thanksgiving, but we'll be back the week after Thanksgiving with a brand new episode. I hope you all enjoy the holiday. Take care.